This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. There's not much snow in some Colorado mountains. In the southwest around Durango, there's only about a third of the amount of snowpack that's normal for this time of year. Data from the Colorado Snow Survey shows conditions are better in the northwest near Steamboat Springs. There, snowpack sits around 80% of what's normal for Thanksgiving week. Some ski areas have delayed their openings due to low snow levels and unseasonably warm temperatures. Dozens of Aurora community leaders, residents, and politicians debated Monday night on how to curb youth gun violence. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin says they agreed that the solutions are complex.
Aurora Public School Superintendent Rico Munn says two recent shootings are symptoms of deeper issues. Youth lacking the skills to resolve conflict, not seeing a future for themselves, and having easy access to guns. Many say parents need to pay greater attention to their children, even volunteering an hour in school. Incoming Aurora School Board member Ann Kiki.
As a teacher, I need help.
Others say youth are more likely to respond to community organizations staffed by people of color rather than a white mental health therapist. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Denver's city and county building will have a holiday light show each night starting tonight. You can catch the 8-minute show at 5:45 and again at 6:45. Other holiday celebrations are planned around the Front Range this weekend, including lights at Denver's Union Station and parades in Pueblo and Greeley. You're listening to CPR News. Thanks for sticking around.